what's freaky.
Freaky hump day.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
We're trying something new.
The grassroots viral campaign.
Now your freak flag's flying. Let the freak out begin.
Hi. I read somewhere that their periods attract bears.
Hi.
Sometimes I feel like a bitch.
Hey.
They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, let's do it. Good morning, everybody.
Freaky.
Is it a free? I thought Fridays were supposed to be freaky.
That's what I thought.
Not freaky Wednesdays. I don't know.
You're making me think it's Friday, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. It's not. It's definitely not. It's only Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay. We're going to get through it together.
I'm there!
Mike. Guess what day it is?
Oh, God.
Our news guy, Mike's going to come in. Knock it off.
Stop.
You stop it right now.
He walks in. You see the way I look?
Yeah.
It's because of my name.
That's right.
It's because of my name and Wednesdays and that damn commercial.
I'll say it one more time. I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday. Let's get to it. We got a ton of stuff to go to. We'll recap last night. Had a great time for Hats Off to Literacy.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to tell you all about that. Tell you where you can find us next. To help us,
I can
help the
read.
Kids. I can read good.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you more about that. We got some giveaways coming up. We got your Extreme Wireless prank phone call of the week. Bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Busy Wednesday. So let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
Right now. Here we go. Starting now.
Knick knack, patty whack.
Are you going to be doing that? That book, you read it like 9 times.
Get a dog a bone.
I don't think that's right. That's not the right one. We'll talk
one
about it later.
One fish, two fish. Red fish, blue fish.
So stupid. It's the Plan B Morning Show. WIRX.
Now back to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Bum, 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 bum.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 610 Brock Hunter. What's up, bro?
I know how to fly a jet. I can't wait till Top Gun.
No, you don't. No, if you got into a real jet, you would die.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do know. I do know.
I'm
you would
not
die.
Sure about that one.
I am 100% sure on that one. You would die if you tried to fly a jet.
Dude, you have no idea. I follow an F/A-18 fighter pilot on YouTube. I could fly one of these things. I know I could.
And your flight simulator at home. I'm sure.
I just spent 25 minutes the other day watching a guy go through the cockpit of a SR-71 Blackbird. I could fly one of these things, bro.
There's no way. You know, please, if someone has a jet, let Hunter fly it so we can put an end to this nonsense and to his life.
Actually, just let me see it. That would be...
I wouldn't let you touch a damn thing on that. Not a thing. End up launching a missile. Like, oh!
Quick fun fact. Did you know the SR-71 Blackbird, when it's sitting in the hangar, it leaks a fuel?
Mm-hmm.
Like thousands of gallons of fuel drip off of it like it's sweating. You know why?
Why?
Because when it's up in space and it's going so fast, the plane expands about a foot and mm-hmm. it seals all the tanks because it goes so fast. It was quite the problem back in the day. You could not figure out, or they did not have a metal that would expand and retract in that sort of way.
When is tax day, Hunter?
I have no idea.
So you can tell me that useless information.
I can hardly read, Brock. But I can tell you all about the SR-71. It was made in 1951, Brock.
His brain is full of so much garbage. Useless garbage, folks.
The plane goes over Mach 3.
It's like a toddler that learns a new fact, and then he just won't shut the F up about it. It's insane. Someone do something about it.
I can fly one. I know it.
God. Right to the ground.
You know?
Right to the ground.
I can barely drive the Hummer, but I can fly one of these things.
All right. I was going to talk about something else, but it completely ruined that break, so that's good. We'll take care of it later. Stick around. Sports coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfie was actually here today, so sports may be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find a way to screw it up.
Two days ago,
I had a story I wanted to share, and I've forgotten about it.
Well, that was great. I appreciate that, because we didn't have much yesterday or the day before. And you have all of these things in your pocket that you're holding on to.
To be fair, we did have a good break about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So,
it's true.
You know, it's not like we want to waste that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll see what happens in sports when we come back. Stick around.
Hook shot.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
It's showtime.
6:21. Let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports, of course, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light or Bud Light Seltzer.
Yeah.
Bud, whatever you want to while you're watching on your sports action.
There you go. Bro.
Bro.
Bro, big news.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy news this morning. Yeah. Okay. Sports. Listen up, because this might affect your March a little bit. I mean, not really, but it's going to be weird if it happens. Here we go, man. NCAA men's college basketball. Last night, Michigan State beating Penn State 79-71. Western Michigan beating Eastern Michigan 70-54. And Ball State beating Central Michigan 85-68 there. Tonight, Florida State's going to be at Notre Dame 9 o'clock. All right. This is what I wanted to get to and talk about. And this is the news that's, boy, this is crazy, Brock.
Uh-huh.
I read this morning. We just get to the story.
Yeah, you're building it up.
I'm trying to build it up big for you.
If it's not good, which usually it's not.
The NCAA is ruling out no contingencies when it comes to the coronavirus and the NCAA tournament. An interview with the Bloomberg News, Chief Operating Officer Donald Remy did not dismiss the possibility of games being played with zero fans in the arenas. The games presumably would still be televised. They're saying, quite possibly,
yeah,
March Madness is going to be quiet. It's going to be the quietest it has
ever
been. Wow. Dude, possibly zero. Zero fans at the games.
Are they just going to add like a laugh track or something into it? Like, you know,
and he shoots and he scores.
That's pretty crazy.
I've
but if
never...
you think about it, it's a super huge health risk.
It is.
You got people from all over, all walks of life, getting into a confined space, mm-hmm. sharing things, touching things. Doing hacking on people, breathing all the same air. It's a petri dish.
What are you doing after the show? Because I'm going right to my basement.
You're going right to your basement?
I am going to my basement, closing the door, Febrezing and taking a shower down there and not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
Dude, what is going on?
We're all dead.
Honestly, dude, I mean, we downplay it, and it seems like every day there's a new story of, oh, the percentage of cases went up in this area and that area. Now we're discovering it's over here. Now they're talking about shutting down, basically going to the NCAA March Madness tournament. Mm-hmm. So are we downplaying this a little too much? Is there some higher ups in this country that know something that we don't, Brock?
I don't think so.
Because, I mean, when's the last time they shut down an NCAA tournament or any tournament in that regards?
Yeah.
Football, basketball, hockey, soccer. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, is there something going on, man, that we don't know about that is way more serious than we think? Not that the coronavirus, we don't think it's serious, because we do. But the more each day by day, I'm thinking, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like, this is getting kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. It's-
no, I know, because I remember one time we had to shut down ball pit day because Jimmy Galecki had pink eye. So, you know, I get
Damn
it.
Damn it, Jimmy. I thought you were going to say because there was a snake in the pit. Nobody could find it.
No, pink eye. Pink Jimmy, eye. Same thing as the coronavirus.
Somebody tooted in Jimmy's eyeball. Shut the whole day down.
Whole day down. I don't know, man. I honestly couldn't tell you. I'm not too worried about it because I don't know. It's just, it's the flu.
Washing my hands more than I have ever washed them ever.
Well, that should always be the case. Because if it wasn't for people, if people would just wash their hands the normal way, we wouldn't worry about this. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm over-exaggerating it, dude. People, I'm doing it everywhere.
People are disgusting. I've been saying that for years, and now look what happened. Mm-hmm. Everyone's getting the coronavirus.
Man, they might shut down the tournament.
Well, they just won't.
Not the tournament, but not let people in. It's weird to me, man.
Be honest, though. I just watch it on TV anyways.
Anyway.
Right. It'll just be sneakers squeaking the whole time. That's all you'll hear.
Oh, my God. What is that? Your dog is just going to go
just
nuts.
Just losing their minds. Nothing to deafen the sound.
Turn the tournament off. My dog is going nuts.
Just losing his PTSD from March Madness.
It's funny you bring that up because Somebody else can't, I can't remember who it is, can't watch basketball because of it. They're fine for like a quarter. Well, but as soon as they think about it,
once you can't get it out
of your head.
Yep, it's in there. So next time you watch a basketball game or go to a basketball game, just focus on the sneakers for like 5 minutes.
It's going to ruin the entire game.
You'll never be able to watch basketball ever again. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, so we were just talking about March Madness and the tournament not having any fans because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Harry just messaged me and said, much like Brock, he doesn't have any fans either.
Yeah, your mom's my fan, bitch.
Nice.
How about that? That's my number one fan. Yeah.
It was funny. We were coaches last night doing the old broadcast, you know?
Uh-huh.
The hats off to literacy, if you will. My mom shows up. I'm like, oh, good. Oh, God. Here come the jokes.
I'm a perfect gentleman.
Here come the jokes. Fortunately, we had just gotten off our very last radio break. Very last radio. And you couldn't make fun of my mom on air.
First of all,
Or any mom. You would never make fun of my mom.
Exactly.
It would be the mom joke.
I talk about how hot your mom is.
Yes.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
It's all respectfully.
Yeah, your whole.
It's tastefully done.
You know, Brock was loud. He was getting, you know, all excited at coaches. And then my mom walked in, and his whole demeanor just changed.
Yeah, I love your mom.
She's like, oh, hello.
I mean that. This is no joke. Your mom's fantastic. I love your mom.
Yeah, me too.
I know. But then she comes around. I'm like, all right, be a good boy.
For a brief moment,
yeah.
34 years ago, I wore my mom as a hat.
just a brief moment. Oh, it's a snug fit. It's a snug fit.
Oh, my God.
See, that was you. That wasn't even me.
I know.
I'm sorry, Hunter's mom, for him being inappropriate. it was cute, though, because your mom's like, you guys make me late every single day. Your mom is a teacher.
She's a teacher, and she has to be in school around, what did you say, like 8:10 or something?
Something like that,
and we do WTF around 8:10, sometimes 8:12, sometimes 8:08.
Yeah, sometimes 8:20.
Right. And she waits around in the car, you know?
Yeah. We always make her late every single day. It's great. So today we'll try and be good. We'll try and get her into school on time. Or we'll have to write her a note. Anyway, 6:38, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union?
Come be part of it.
There you go. So I was putting together my rock history, and the rock history page was so far off on this one birthday, so I'll have to come back to that and get that.
Yeah, refresh that page.
Yeah, refresh. It was so far off, it's not even funny. Anyway, in your rock news, Breaking Benjamin and Bush are teaming up for a summer tour. The two acts get a bit of a preview to the trek when Gavin Rosdale joined Breaking Benjamin this past weekend in Reno, Nevada, to sing Wood by Alice in Chains. Theory and Saint Asonia will also be on the tour. God, that's a hell of a lineup. Which starts July 15th in Virginia, runs through September 8th in California. Tickets go on sale Friday. Hopefully they'll be coming around our neck of the woods. Bush will be promoting their new album, The Kingdom, which is due out in May. You can check out the single Flowers on the Grave on YouTube. Also new Rocket 9 as well. So big tour. That's a big band. If you think about it, you got Breaking Benjamin, Bush, Theory, and Saint Asonia.
It's pretty sweet.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
watch exciting. Out now.
Come on. Just come over here to the Midwest, wouldn't you?
I'm sure. Breaking Benjamin has been in Grand Rapids a handful of times. Mm-hmm. I can see them making their way through, but you will not be going.
Why?
No tickets for you.
Oh, yeah?
No tickets for you.
You know what?
It's all sold out.
I'm going to take your tickets, burn them, and go buy my own and still go.
I don't need tickets.
No?
I bought them all. You don't get any. They're all sold out. They're all sold out. So stupid.
God.
So stupid. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
So I was going to say on this day in 1950, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top was born. But then I always kind of fact checked. No, he was born in December. I don't know what the hell. I'm going to write this website. Be like, hey, I wonder how many other stuff they've gotten wrong.
Yeah.
Not even close, man.
Yeah, we're trying to do serious radio here.
Trying to do a show here, bro.
This is a factual show, and you know what? If we're not getting our facts right,
yeah.
Why even do the show?
Yeah, so stupid.
You know what? Write him a letter, would you?
I'm going to. A strongly worded email.
Yes.
But I got one for us. That'll fix that. On this day, 1963, Jason Newsted was born. Obviously, Jason served as the bassist for Metallica for a large chunk of time. Very talented guy. He's got some other side projects. He ended up leaving the band. Still a very talented bassist and was very prolific at his time in Metallica. So there you go. Nice. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Can you hear yourself?
Oh, my God. It switched again. Look at Yes, two.
Hey, I don't know what's going on over there, man.
Come on.
You know what? It must be a ghost.
All right. Hold on a sec. Fill some time, Hunter.
Kill some time, kill some time. Don't you have like a sounder for that?
It's all wigged out too, so I got to figure out what it is. Hold on.
Just use a different pot. This is funny. This is getting behind the scenes of poor radio.
Dude, this is so stupid.
Just use a different pot. Use a guest one over there.
My pot. I want to use that one. Hold on, I got to figure out what it is.
So hey, this is why Brock doesn't DJ, because if the music went out during your wedding, hang on. Wait a second.
Yeah,
I got it.
That's what I'd say.
Right, like, so dude, just put on your iPad.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, my God.
7. Remember 7. All right, so 1.
Oh,
2,
this is bad.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Take announcer Mike.
Suck it, Trebek. Yeah, that literally took a minute and 15 seconds.
Well, if you were any kind of good co-host, you would have filled time while I was doing that.
No, because it's not my fault.
You could have regaled us with some kind of story. I could have taken care of that.
I'm not in front of the board.
Worthless.
Not to mention, absolutely right before that, you hit the off button for the on-air button.
No, that was something in the system. That wasn't me.
Oh, you're not.
That wasn't me. That was something in the system on here. Totally not operator error. Yeah. I don't know why it's done that. It's done that a couple times now. It's terrible.
You spill a Coke on the board or something?
No. All right. First of all, it's Diet Mountain Dew. It's Diet Mountain Lightning Plus. And second of all, no. I've never spilt anything in the studio.
Okay.
I'm a good boy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Never once have I spilled anything in a studio.
You know, detention today. You're staying after for 30 minutes, and we're going to learn about this board. We're going to teach you how to do the board again. 30 minutes after school. Sorry. But that's just how things work around here.
I'm gonna murder you.
You know?
I'm going to buy you a jet so you can crash it. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, right near your house.
That's probably what would happen. That'd be my luck. Anyway, all right, board's fixed. We'll be back. Useless trivia coming up.
Now.
All right,
here we go. It's time for Useless Trivia, brought to you by Nola Rue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. Go see them, man. They're right on Niles Avenue. They're amazing. The smell alone is worth the trip out there. They got their seafood boils going on now on Saturdays, mm-hmm. which are unbelievable. You've had them. I've had them. Mm-hmm. It's
good.
Delicatessen.
It's fantastic.
So go see them. Even if you just go in there and get some of their cornbread, you're going to be happy.
Absolutely.
Seriously, I could do a full meal of just their red beans and rice and cornbread and be happy for the rest of
the
day.
They got a really neat jukebox there.
They do.
It's got old school music on it.
Yeah, some jazz on there.
Yeah. It's nice, though. It's better than that, though. It's not a cheap machine.
No, man. Nothing there is cheap. It's fantastic, man.
Mm-hmm. Except the food.
Well, yeah, it's great prices. But it's not cheap food.
No,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
I got that right. There you go. I'm going to get you a gift certificate to Nola Rue, so you go check it out and make your tummy happy. Today is International Learn What Your Name Means Day. You know what your name means, Hunter?
Huh. Let me think. So do you hunt? How do you go hunting all the time? Because your name, you know? No, actually, I don't.
My name means badger.
Does it?
Which is crazy because I'm from the Badger State.
Badger, 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 badger.
Honey badger, don't give up. Which of these female names is derived from the word bitter? Which of these female names is derived from the word for bitter? Is it A, Amy, B, Mary, or C, Caroline?
Or D, Hillary Clinton.
925 WIRX, 925-9479. Which of these female names is derived from the word for bitter? A, Amy, B, Mary, or C, Caroline? 925 WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win.